Well, Martin Babican joins me once again to talk about weather. Of course, Martin Babican is a lecturer and meteorologist. Martin joins me now. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Shane.
Thanks for your time again today.
Most welcome.
Well, let's talk about this autumn season and its changes.
It's just amazing weather patterns emerging. I mean, I have to see each weather pattern, each situation, each year is virtually connected with the global circulation, what's happening around our continent, what's happening in the tropics, what's happening around the world, and give us a good indication. Right now, I'm saying Australian synoptic conditions, the autumn pattern, the most significant feature of this first half of the autumn is rapidly increasing anticyclonicity. It means increasing big high pressure system over southern inland area of Australia, particularly over southeastern Australia, where New South Wales is, caused by the migration of the anticyclone towards the equator. Cyclones, by winter, virtually start shifting from south to north. That's how migration is. And then it's going to be a very important feature within this migration. With this stronger anticyclone circulation, the cells tend to be more extensive and show less tendency to split. So you don't have split sections of a high-pressure system. High-pressure will dominate from Western Australia all the way east coast of Australia, big high-pressure system. So how are we going to change the weather pattern with this kind of system? And how could fronts will be affected here? No chance. It's going to be a very extensive high-pressure system. Sometimes an anticyclones tend to extend single cell right off the continent. But at the same time, apart from high-pressure system, depressions, low-pressure systems in April, May, June increases greatly in the frequency of intensity. That's important, including in the east and southeasterly area of the continent. This is where they got an east coast low developing along the coastal area and producing a lot of big rain events. Most of these areas are an easterly surface wind. When you got surface wind, high pressure system moves towards the Tasman Sea and the surface wind becomes easterly, and the low pressure dips in easterly and becomes a very, very extensive effect on the weather pattern. Looking at the synoptic situation right now, I can't see any problems really at this. There's low pressure system over northern Tasman Sea moving slowly southeast, while the high pressure system in Tasmania then extended ridge along New South Wales. New South Wales is now a ridge of high pressure. Guess what happens? Same thing I was talking about it. When the ridge of high pressure is dominating New South Wales, it means southeast to the stream starts from the ocean, straight on the continent. You're going to have showers all the time. Although, but not much, but isolated showers. This pattern is generating showers on the eastern divide, but on the western divide, it's dry. So once the easterly hits the very dividing range, showers to the east and dry to the west. That's how the weather conditions are developing. And looking at the other elements, El Niño watch, all the models say El Niño definitely is developing in July. But the way I could see it, El Niño is often, but not always, associated with the below average rainfall in spring, winter, over East Australia. So that's not a feature which I'm worried about at this stage. And then the warmer than average winter, spring, maximum temperature over southern half Australia that could develop about this. An Indian Ocean dipole is neutral. Nothing significant about at this stage. We're not seeing any changes in Indian Ocean dipole. Now, we're looking at weather forecast for 2 weeks. Week one, looking at from 4th to 10th of April for Gloucester. Light showers today with maximum temperature 20, relative humidity 60%, about 4.6 millimeters of rain, soil moisture 28%, soil temperature 16, which is very high soil moisture. On Wednesday, partly sunny, maximum temperature 21, humidity 55. On Thursday, few clouds, maximum temperature 22, humidity 52%. On Friday, light showers, maximum 23, humidity 57%, 4.3 millimeters of showers. On Saturday, sunny, maximum 26, no rain. On Sunday, few clouds, maximum about 28. You can see that. On Friday, it's going to be 23 maximum. On Saturday, it's going to be 26. On Sunday, it's going to be 28. So there's a warmer temperature, a trough line moving across and increasing these temperatures from 20s to 28 on Sunday. It's really got dry conditions, nothing there, with the humidity dropping to 36%, the soil moisture is going to be still maintaining 26%, soil temperature 18 degrees, and on Monday there's going to be a few clouds, same weather patterns. Total amount of rain for week one, I would say between 7 to 8 millimeters. Week two, looking at Tuesday the 11th, rain, and maximum 24, humidity 55%, soil moisture is about 23%, soil temperature 17 degrees. I'm expecting about 12 millimeters rain on Tuesday. On Wednesday, rain, maximum 21, about 17 millimeters. On Wednesday, rain, yes, I said 17 millimeters. On Thursday, rain, maximum 21, 12 millimeters. On Friday, rain, maximum 22, about 10 millimeters. On Saturday, rain, maximum 22, about humidity 66%, 11 millimeters. Soil moisture drops a little bit slightly to 20%, soil temperature 17 degrees. On Sunday, light showers, and then 23 degrees temperature, and 60% humidity, and 2.5 millimeters. So in total, the amount of rain on week two will be about 40 to 50 millimeters, which is a good amount of rain, maybe 2 inches. The reason behind that is, if you look at what I said, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, what's happening? Onshore winds may cause showers along the coastal fringe. That's exactly what's happening. Nothing's changed. That's onshore southeasterly on the coastal fringe. Coming to Hunter region, looking at the Hunter, I'm looking at Sestok area or Bokalbin area, the wine industry area. I think that, as you mentioned, the harvest is ready to go. The best part of harvest is, if you're going to do any harvest, is going to be week one. Week two, you can't. Week two is too rainy and too wet. Week one, there's going to be light showers, humidity 63%, maximum temperature 20, soil moisture 26%, soil temperature 16.5. On Wednesday, partly sunny, maximum 21. On Thursday, partly sunny, maximum 22. On Friday, light showers, about 4.6 millimeters, maximum temperature 23, humidity 54%. On Saturday, few clouds, no rain at all. On Sunday, a few clouds, no rain, maximum 28. On Monday, a few clouds, maximum 23 degrees. Soil moisture is going to be about 23 degrees, 23%. Soil temperature 15 degrees. So the total amount of rain, if you get 2 days, is going to be more or less on Tuesday and Friday. If you add the total, you could see about 8 to 9 millimeters of rain at week one. Week two, again, starting Tuesday, rain, 13 millimeters. Wednesday, rain, 17 millimeters. Thursday, rain, 12 millimeters. Friday, rain, 10 millimeters. Saturday, rain, 12 millimeters. Sunday, rain, 2.8 millimeters. Well, this is it. If you have to start doing some harvest or try to use the day, which day is suitable for you, week two, you're going to get 40 to 60 millimeters of rain in Hunter region. So that's how weather patterns are emerging. Well, and I hope everything will be all right.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent analysis and the important to the information, particularly for our farmers. And if you'd like more information, go to our website, go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather.